This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Our next guest is quite possibly the funniest person I know. He has just under 2 million views on his YouTube videos, which also appear on... appear on most
social. No, press on. She's reading this from a script. No, we're not doing all that. Okay, which appear on most socials. You may have already seen this. You may have already seen one of his videos without even realizing it. No, we're not doing this again. I'm a one-take wonder. The main star of the video is Trish, who seems to have worked in every profession known, including nursing. Play audio.
We have never played.
This is just a terrible.
Hey, Jeremy, I'm Nurse Trish. So, look, you'd like to see a doctor? No, I'm a nurse. 13 years experience, 8 years of study. No, but you'd rather see a doctor. You feel like they're obviously more qualified. There's a wine bottle stuck inside your anus and you're calling me inexperienced. Okay, I don't quite understand that, but I'm going to get you a doctor.
Here he is. We've never had anyone on the show, and let's be honest, we're veterans of the industry now, Bobby, but I have never had an on-air talent do their own intro.
Well, it's because you are shockingly useless. How did you even get the job here?
How very dare you?
You know what you said just before we went live to air? You were like, I am the star of this show.
Did you say that?
Yes, she did.
Darling, that
she
was private.
All the time.
Welcome to the studio, Christian Hull.
I don't even need that.
We do have a clapping thing. Christian Hull, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, this is already so fun.
Now, for people who, if you've been living under a rock and don't know who Christian Hull is, he is a YouTube sensation.
I don't like that.
Well, he has created Trish. Mm-hmm. Love Trish. Yeah. Trish is life.
It's just a shitty... Ooh, are we allowed to say
yes.
that?
He said it now.
Okay, great. On the station I work for, not allowed to say that. Wig. Yeah. It's a crappy wig, right? From $10. You put it on. I become a character called Trish. And in real life, everyone prefers Trish than me, Christian.
Oh, is that why you created Trish, to make more friends?
Oh, it still hasn't helped.
Now, I've got 1,001 questions.
Yeah, I'm looking at them on the sheet here, and they're shocking. And did you write these?
I did it. No, we wrote it half and half.
Oh, listen to this crap. Where did you get your inspiration from? These are so boring. Can I just say, when you get people on, don't ask them this boring drivel shit, because nobody listening cares where I got my inspiration from.
I can't. Okay, we're going to tell
And then it goes, and then it goes, is Trish based on someone? End of talk break one. So all I get is two questions, and then we're going to a song, or we're going to ads.
Oh, what a good thing it was having you as a guest, Christian.
I just love the show prep that went into this. Did you do it 5 minutes ago? Oh, God, we forgot Christian's coming in. No. Quickly, throw some questions together. What was your inspiration?
I'm going to pee myself.
Well, let's take it. Would you like to interview yourself, Christian?
I need to call my manager and say I am never doing any radio again.
Do you have a manager?
I have management, everyone. I'm representing.
Oh, mate. My.
And you texted me directly. You didn't go via my management.
Because I'm above your management, mate. I'm the star of the show. You said it yourself.
Jesus Christ. If you're the star, my God.
So give us a bit of background on your videos. When did you start?
So I've spent the last 8 years working at the big competition across the road, Fox FM. Oh, I can say shit, but I probably can't say Fox FM.
I've heard of them. We can bleep that out.
And so I've spent 8 years within that company, and basically it started from me pushing buttons like you've got in front of you.
Yeah.
And then flash forward 8 years, and now I'm still sort of pushing buttons, but I did this on the side, and this is actually done better than my actual job.
You are, as we've said a million times, a YouTube sensation. So you're big on the internet. The internet's a crazy place. I imagine people write into you a lot.
Yes, I get a lot of messages.
I bet you do. Can you think of, just top of head, some of the funniest things they've messaged you in the last week? Because there's a lot, isn't it? It's thick and fast.
You ready for this one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I masturbated to your nurse videos.
Oh, my goodness.
As horrific as that was, I replied with, okay, where do you live?
Why did you ask them where they live?
Because they were very attractive.
We're here with Christian Hull, who we love, know and love. You might know him from the internets. He has a, what, Trish?
Yes.
Does Trish have a last name?
No, I haven't really created a backstory for Trish, who is a female character I play with a terrible blonde wig. Because my life was boring, so I invented someone else's life.
Sure.
A mother of two children.
She is a mother, and she is quite a wholesome figure. But on the flip side, you talk about something that could be construed as maybe not so wholesome.
Oh, when the wig comes off.
When the wig comes off. Yeah.
Christian Hull. Some people have asked if I'm a sex addict.
I get that. I got that vibe.
Do you get that vibe? No, I don't want to give that vibe off, but... Yes, I talk a lot about Grindr, Scruff, other websites I don't want to admit to being on. And, yeah, I just, like, so I've never been in a relationship. I love living alone. I'm at the point where it's like, do I get cats yet? But I'm never going to get cats because that's the sad.
Well, I saw how excited you were getting those cushions with the...
Kmart cushions?
Yeah.
Sequins?
That was exciting.
Oh, wow, you sounded really, really thrilled then. That was so fun. Your life looks so interesting. I have written this down for you.
No, that's in Talk Break 3, love.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Don't talk about that.
What's the funniest thing you've said on Grindr?
I've said?
Yeah, you've said, because you're funny. What do you say?
I don't say funny stuff on Grindr.
You're not funny on
Grindr. Grindr, it's a different world. Like, obviously, you've never been on Grindr. it doesn't...
You don't know, Christian.
In my Grindr world, I don't care for anyone... from the neck up.
We saw the video where it's your Saturday night.
I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I don't go out. I don't socialize. I hate humans. Just find them so punishing. Like, I'm 30, so I'm old. My neck hurts. Things are aching. I just want to sit down with my tea in my apartment on my own and watch. There's a new series on Netflix called The Keepers.
I've heard about
it's
that.
Really deep and moody. It's not funny. It's like a Catholic church thing. But I like to go and watch like documentaries that are dark and mysterious and moody. And then the opposite of that is then I'll just finish and I'm like, oh, okay. And then I put the Trish wig on and I'll pretend to be a nurse for 45 minutes.
Time.
Yeah.
Let's have the best. So on that, I don't know if you know this. I am a registered nurse. I work as a nurse by day. By night, I moonlight at the Joy 94.9. How do you know? That was so spot on, that video. How do you know what goes on?
So I did a video about being a nurse, my most successful one. How many views did it get? 9 million. And,
just 9 million.
Just 9 million. God, I'm piddling 9 million.
Oh.
But people message me and say, do a video on this.
Right.
And I go, well, I have no idea what that involves. Tell me. So a guy from New Zealand said, I'll do a nurse video and just wrote me all these dot points of things that annoy him.
Stop.
And so then I just rewrite it and add some jokes in it. And that's what I do with all the profession videos.
Stop. So people are writing in.
Yeah. And they go, do this. And I go, okay, well, what do I need to put in the video? And they go, does it? And I sort of build up, I can see how their job works and what they get annoyed at. And then I'll just sort of do that.
Perfect.
That's great.
Oh, it's so great. Can you stick around? Our good friend Bobby here has thought of a...
I'm so excited.
The quiz. I heard that I'm doing a quiz.
You're doing
quiz
a
master.
Quiz.
Stop. Go to ads. Go to song.
We're going to come back later in the hour. We're going to do a quiz. Beck versus Christian. It's on.
Hello. Do you want to play a game?
Okay. We're back. Beck, Barney and Bobby. We've got Christian. We've got Beck. They're going head to head.
Let's do it.
Okay. First name is your buzzer. Whoever gets to 10...
Okay.
And then
all right,
you know the game.
It,
you know the game.
It's
okay,
a
you
quiz.
Know how to
come on.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, here we go.
The sequel to a famous...
Christian! Mamma Mia 2. I saw the answer. Okay. Yes!
Which famous Brit recently got married?
Oh, Beck! Oh, Beck! Kate Middleton! Grab it! No!
No!
Oh, Kate Middleton!
Pippa Middleton! Christian! Pippa Middleton! No!
Yeah, you got that.
No. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got it.
Ruby Rose sent a collage of mean tweets to who?
Beck! Katy Perry! Katy Perry!
Oh, God damn it! It's hard. So competitive.
Stop punching me.
Who, your shoes don't match your pants.
Who won Top Artist at the Billboard Music Awards?
Christian.
Yes.
God, I have no idea.
Celine Dion.
No.
Sure.
Beck, no.
Can we just give it to... Yep.
Yeah. Wrong.
They were the two... Actually, no one cares about anyone else other than Celine Dion and Cher. Next.
It was Drake. Andrew Forrest has just made the largest philanthropic donation. How much was it
Philanthropic.
For?
Philanthropic.
Got it. Yeah, thank you.
Christian, $244 million.
No. $400 million.
$149 million.
No.
$8 billion.
$400 million.
I said that just then.
That was a donation, yeah.
To where?
To
tax evasion or
to
something.
To mining. Yeah.
Budapest is the capital of which country?
Christian, Hungary.
Yes. I know all the answers to this. Your energy is fine.
How old is Nicki Minaj?
Christian.
Yes.
Oh.
What?
What would you say? Hold on, group discussion.
Let me help you. Beck.
Yes.
Oh. 28.
56.
She's 34. Who recently hosted 56? A baby? Who recently hosted a baby shower?
Oh, Beck.
What?
Beyonce.
Oh, I could have just said anyone.
George Allen O'Dowd is the real name of who?
Christian.
Yes.
Jay-Z. Drake.
Beck.
Beyonce.
Drake.
Boy George.
Yeah, Drake.
Come on.
They're the same person.
What's the score?
Oh, I forgot.
That was the worst quiz ever.
I just want to point out this is the worst radio show I've ever been on and the only radio show I've ever been on.
Thank you for joining us, Christian Hull. It's been a pleasure.
Has it?
Thank you.
Has it?
Thank you, Christian. Love you.
Oh, God. Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.